Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
So this evening I want to get straight into the Word. Let's go to Luke chapter number 13, verse number 1. We'll start there. Amen. Luke chapter number 13, verse number 1. There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no." Everybody say no.
No.
"But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Let's stop there. We're going to talk about this evening. This evening's message is entitled, "No Fruit at All." No fruit at all. Let me start by saying this. We see Jesus, first of all, they come to Jesus with a story about some Galileans that were killed. We don't know exactly what took place. There was an event that took place, but most scholars will tell you that the event that they believe was the event was not the actual event that took place. So we don't know too much about it, but what we do know is that some Galileans were killed in an incident that took place in the city by the Roman soldiers. So these disciples or these men came to Jesus and they said to him, "Now, is it because these guys sinned worse than the others or sinned so bad that now they were killed?" Then the other incident that takes place is a wall falls on a bunch of guys and they die. And again, they want to know if, and Jesus basically compares this story and basically suggests once again that it's not because they did something worse than anybody else that they now have had this incident take place in their lives. How many of you in this place have had somebody come to you and say, "Well, you know, that happened to you because of your sins, or because you're so bad, or because you did this, or maybe you should have done that, or maybe you should have asked God for forgiveness, or maybe you've got this, or maybe you've got that." The reality is we don't know all of these things. But one thing is clear, is that God does not punish you because you sin. It's very quiet in Vero Beach tonight because so many of you think that because of the sin that you did last week, Wednesday, God's going to come down in a cloud and smite you. But that's not how he works. He says that every single one of us needs to repent. Even the ones that came and said, "Lord, well, is it not because of their sins that happened to them?" He says, no, every single one of you need to repent because at the end of the day, we'll all stand before God. At the end of the day, we're all going to face judgment. So what is this that causes calamity? What is this that happened to these people? Now watch, Jesus doesn't stop there. He continues with a parable. And this is what I want to get into tonight. And I want the young people, especially those of you that went on this camp this weekend, I want you to pay attention. It's interesting. This is the third camp, right? Now watch this. Let's continue. Luke 13, verse number 6. I'm so glad you're paying attention. I'm going to keep it short tonight because I just have one thing to say that I believe God is speaking very clearly to us. Luke 13, verse number 6. He also spoke this parable. So now you need to understand, he shared this with them that those men did not get killed because they were worse sinners, right? He says, no, it's not because of that, right? And then he goes on to share this parable. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that, you can cut it down." Now, this is profound, because think about the way the text started, speaking about sin, right? Now, look at this. Jesus brings this parable to us, and I need you to understand right away, before we go and examine the text, who is who in the parable. First of all, you need to understand that the certain man, and in some texts it speaks of the owner of the vineyard, is God. Is God. The keeper of the vineyard is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And then the tree is you and me. We are trees in his vineyard. Can you say amen? Amen. Now it's very interesting. Let's go and take a look at what happens. Let's start in verse number 6. We're going to break it down. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree. This is God. Planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it. So God is coming to us to seek fruit on the tree that we are, and found none. Then he said to the keeper, he said to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, he said to him, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this tree and found none." For 3 years. There are people in this church that have been here for 3 years. We've been going for 3 years. Amen. Some of us for more than 3 years have been involved in church. Some of us have been saved for 20 years. Some of us have been serving the Lord for 20 years. Some of us have been whatever it is. It just so happens to be 3 years. It wasn't planned. Amen. For 3 years, we've been coming to church. We've been serving the Lord. But let me ask you the question. In 3 years, have you matured? Have you started maturing? Have you started changing? Has fruit begun to bear on the tree? Has there been a change in your heart? Has God begun to do something in you? Are you beginning to bear some fruit in your life? Are you beginning to affect people's lives around you? Or are you a tree planted in the vineyard and nothing's happening? The encounters are so important because they give you a taste of his goodness, his mercy, his love, his fire, his power. But he doesn't give it to you for only you. You are planted in the vineyard. You are planted in his kingdom. And he wants to do something with you. So he goes and he looks at the trees in the vineyard and wants to see, what are you doing with your salvation? What are you doing with the call of God that's on your life? Or are you just sitting here, just doing the same old, same old? Are you still not tithing? Are you still not worshiping? Are you still not lifting up your hands? How much of the word do you need to begin to bear fruit on your life? And some people still refuse to worship. 3 years and some people still refuse to serve in any capacity. 3 years and they don't want to get involved in anything. Now, this is just 3 years because of the story, but this could be anything. There are people that have been from church to church for 20 years. God wants to plant you. God wants to use you. God wants to take what he's placed inside you and see some fruit on the tree that he is and that he's called you to be. Amen. Young people, don't be a fruit tree that bears no fruit. Don't be a tree that's planted and looks all glorious right now, but now you start to go for it for God. Now you start to seek his face. Now you start to hear his voice. Now you start to chase after him. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning, because so many of you, God is going to use you so powerfully, but you've got to desire it. You've got to want it. You've got to be hungry and thirsty for it. Amen. How can you say that? Well, listen, that's what the text says. Amen. A certain man, let's read it again. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. The Bible says that you will know them. You will know a prophet. You will know a teacher. You will know them by their fruit. You're a disciple. How many of you in this place say, I am a disciple? Amen. If you are a disciple, you need to have some fruit. Amen. You need to be moving something in the kingdom. You need to be affecting something in the kingdom. Amen. And listen, God has put something in you. That day you got saved, the day you encountered Him, there's something in you that was placed in you long before you were even formed in your mother's womb. There is destiny and purpose inside you. But listen, something's got to happen. Keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this tree and found none. So for 3 years you've been getting the word. For 3 years you've been seeing transformation. For 3 years things have happened. And listen, you can't blame the pastor, because there are people sitting next to you that are bearing much fruit. Come on, guys. I know this is a bit of a tough message, but don't kill the messenger. Amen. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm trying to inspire you. Because it has a happy ending. Amen. But there are people even here that God has healed you. But you carry on the same old, same old. Three years I have come seeking fruit on the fig tree and found none. Now watch what he says. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? Wow. Wow. Destiny and purpose and a plan of God. Things He wants you to do for Him. If you ain't going to do it, He's going to use someone else. If you're not going to listen, He's going to take someone else. I don't know about you, but that puts the fear of God in me. I need to fulfill the destiny that He's called me to do. I don't want anybody else to get what He's got for me. I want to take all of it and some. But watch. But He answered and said to him, now this would be representative of the Holy Spirit or Jesus. Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. Now, I want to give you a bit of an image here. We'll try and get you to understand this. So now we see that the work of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, would be representative of coming and digging around you, digging the soil around us. I don't know about you, but if the soil was dug all around me and it was hard and now everything's looking a little uncomfortable and not so nice, and look at what it says. It actually says, until I dig around it and fertilize it. Now, if you go into the ESV version, it actually says, until I put manure on it. If you look at the King James version, it says dung. Now, I don't know if you know what manure or dung is, but it really isn't that nice, right? The point I'm trying to make, church. Oh, listen to me, please. You are born again for a reason. And if we don't start stepping into purpose, He's going to shake you. He's going to put some stuff around you to shake you up, so that you can fulfill your destiny, so that you can fulfill your purpose. He's going to cause some uncomfortable things to come around you, not because of your sin, but because He wants you to bear fruit, because He has a plan for your life, because He wants to use you. Come on, church. Some of you have been going through some uncomfortable things for a really long time. Maybe it's time you just surrender your life properly. Maybe it's time you just begin to finally soften your heart and begin to worship. Maybe God's busy pressing you. He's busy testing you. He's busy trying you so that He can get you to step into destiny and purpose. For some of you, it's just on time. One more year. Give them one more year, Lord. Give them one more year. Give them one more chance. Give them one more year. Maybe it's 10 years. Maybe it's 20 years. I don't know. But God wants to change your heart so that He can fulfill His purpose. Everything we do for Him. Listen, you have to change your mindset. We live in a country where everything is all about me. That is an antichrist spirit. When you give your life to Jesus, you die. And you begin to live for Him. And there's going to be some tough times. There's going to be some trials. But let me tell you, every moment He uses you, every time a life gets changed or touched by your life, you will never ever think about the bad times. You won't think about the difficult times. Listen, you have to run the race. You have to fight the good fight. Whenever Jesus speaks, He always thinks eternally. Because He loves you. He wants you to have a good inheritance. He wants you to have a good future destiny, even in heaven. There's so much I would love to share with you about this text. But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down. You have no excuse." God is touching and using people all around you. Some of you have seen this for years. Some of you have seen the people you brought to church 10 years ago. You've seen God change their hearts. You've seen God use them. How about you? Well, you know, I'm just going to serve the Lord. That's great. But He has a plan for you. Amen. Amen. Can we close our eyes for just a moment? Father, tonight in this place, You are such a good God, and Your mercy endures forever. For You do not see as man sees. But Father, I know that every single one of us, there's not one that cannot say that I must not repent. Every one of us have to repent, Lord. Every one of us have to get to that place in our lives. It's a daily thing. Yes, we know that the blood provides forgiveness for us, past, present, and future. But Lord, we continue to live. So we cannot ever accuse and say it's because of your sin or it's because of that. But Father, I know that there is a deposit placed inside of us that You desire to come out, Lord. And Father, we are responsible for that deposit that You've placed inside of us. I pray, Father, tonight that You will inspire. Lord, that You will stir up the gift that's inside every single one of us. Father, that the light that is burning inside of us will not only shine and light up our lives, but will also light up the lives of those around us. Father, I pray for our family members. I pray for those in our workplace. I pray for our neighbors this morning. I pray for those that we meet in the gym, those that we meet at sporting events, our fishing buddies, Father, everyone that's around us, Lord, I pray that You will place an urgency inside our hearts, that we will begin to bear fruit, not only on the inside of us, not only will we begin to transform, not only will our hearts become soft, not only will we desire to serve You with everything inside of us, but also, Father, that it will begin to change us, that it will begin to affect those around us, that it will begin to become contagious, Father, for Your love and Your light and Your power is so contagious. It changes not only us, but it changes those around us. I pray, Lord, that You will cause us to be a church that operates in the kingdom. Your word says that the kingdom cannot be shaken. Father, we pray this evening in this place that we will not be shaken, that we will stand up and we will fulfill destiny. We will fulfill purpose, Father, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Father, I thank you that even tonight there are people sitting here that, Lord, and there are people watching online. Father, they've been serving you for a long time, but the ground around them has gone hard and dry. And Father, there's no fruit on the tree. I pray tonight, Lord, that things will begin to change, that the fertilizer will come, that the Holy Spirit will dig up the ground around us, and that we will begin to produce good fruit. Father, I pray that not one will be lost in this place, that not one will not fulfill destiny and purpose. Lord, do it for your glory. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, every single person in this place, every single one of us, Father, every single one of us, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.